Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
All right, this is a new one. Lawson, you need forgiveness from your wife or girlfriend?
She is my girlfriend.
You bought your girlfriend a car.
Correct.
And she's mad at you?
That is exactly what happened.
What was the motivation for buying her a car, Lawson?
Make her happy? For the last couple of years, we've been watching the holidays. They always have those car commercials where it's like, surprise her with the car, surprise her with the car. And I was like, all right, this is an easy win.
What kind of car is it?
That's a Lexus.
Whoa! Are you sure you didn't do something bad that you're trying to make up for?
Don't know.
So you buy your girlfriend a brand new Lexus, and she's somehow mad at you.
Not only is she mad at me, she wants me to take it back.
All right, Lawson, there's got to be more to this story. We're going to call your girlfriend here in 10 minutes, hopefully get her to forgive you for buying her a Lexus.
Well, and it's not like Target. You don't just return a car.
Hang on 1 second, all right, Lawson?
All right, thank you.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Lawson needs forgiveness for buying his girlfriend a car. He bought her a Lexus, and she's mad at him now. We're going to find out why when we get her on the phone. Lawson, sit tight.
Hello?
Hey, Penny. This is Tad, Drex, and Caracom from B98.5.
From where?
B98.5 radio station. Sorry, we are calling because we wanted to ask about this. Yeah, apparently you got a car for your anniversary?
No, I didn't get a car. I got a car payment for my anniversary. Is this about Lawson and Alexis?
This is. He says he gave you Alexis as a gift.
No, okay, first of all, there are people in the normal world that are not rich who win cars and can't afford to win the car because they have to pay taxes. Like, it's not... You have no business buying a car if you don't have the money to outright buy a car.
Is that the problem? Is that he didn't pay the taxes? Like, he was unable to...
He put $1,000 down. Ask him how much the car payment is. I can tell you. Do you want to know how much the car payment is?
We can ask him because he's on the phone with us right now.
Lawson.
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah, Penny, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Now, Lawson... You didn't actually buy your girlfriend a car. You said you bought your girlfriend a Lexus, but you just put the down payment on it?
When talking to the dealer, this is the cheapest way to pay for it long term.
The cheapest way to pay for a car long term is to put down $1,000 only?
And then have your girlfriend pay the rest? Is that what you're expecting her to do?
$1,000 is not a down payment on anything.
It's still a surprise. I don't know why everyone's getting excited about it.
Oh, it was a very big surprise. I mean...
But Lawson, you don't understand that this is kind of like... You get someone a puppy, now they're saddled with a puppy, and they have to, like, train it and deal with it.
Uh-huh.
You didn't outright buy the car, no strings attached. Your girlfriend has to still make the monthly payment.
But just like the puppy, though, you get all this enjoyment out of having this new and wonderful thing.
I don't have $800 a month to devote to any car.
This is like going to pick up a puppy and then being like, hey, you owe $800 a month for the next 5 years to pay off the puppy.
I did pay the taxes on it.
Lawson, do you feel like you were bamboozled at all at the car dealership?
I certainly feel like I was bamboozled.
All right.
It's my love language. Acts of service. I pick the car. I pick the color. I put the bow on it.
Yeah, Penny, didn't you like coming out? He had his hands over your eyes, and you were like, oh my gosh, I got a car. Like that moment.
I haven't forgotten any of it. I'm paying for it monthly.
You get a monthly reminder.
So we got to figure out who's going to pay for this car. What's going to happen?
How are we going to do this? Because he was calling to ask your forgiveness for buying you a car. It turned out he didn't really buy you a car. So what's happening next?
Well, what's happening next is I believe Lawson bought himself a Lexus because it's in his name. I'm not making these payments. So good luck, buddy. Enjoy your new car. Enjoy your surprise.
Yeah, she gifted you, Alexis.
Was this just a big trick for Lawson to get himself a new car?
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
All right, Monday on Forgive and Forget, Melissa needs her boyfriend to forgive her for losing his dog. Forgive and Forget, Monday, 7 a.m.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 7:23. A big weekend in Atlanta this weekend as the NBA All-Star Game is at State Farm Arena on Sunday. Got sunshine for today. Pretty dry weekend. Clouds moving in later on today with a high of 64. What's going on, Kara?
It has been 33 years since we've seen Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall in Coming to America. And now we finally get to see what happened to Prince Akeem, Lisa, and the royal country of Zamunda. Coming to America 2 came out just a few hours early last night and premiered on Amazon Prime. You know, it was filmed right here in Atlanta, and our celebrity insider, A-Wood, even had a few really cool casting calls to get people in on the movie. But to celebrate, a local restaurant is bringing the McDowell's Big Mick to life. So you'll be able to get that 2 Angus beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion on a bun with no seeds from the local 3 today. They're going to do it in pairs of 2 and 4 so you can take away and take it home to the family.
That was my favorite scene in the movie they're in McDowell's, and they go back to the training room, and the guy who runs it's looking at the manual from McDonald's. He's like, oh, nothing to see here.
Y'all ready for a good feeling?
Yes.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
It's the most prestigious dog race in the entire world. It's called the Iditarod. Mushers and teams of 14 dogs cross over 1,000 miles in Alaska in about a week. And for the second year in a row, we've got a Metro Atlanta man in the running. So Sean Underwood is the St. Pius and Georgia Southern grad. And last year, he was just 30 miles from the finish line when he ran into some trouble and had to bow out. So he told Channel 2 Action News it was really hard to throw in the towel.
The same feeling I had when I watched the Falcons blow a 28-3 lead. Oh. It was like a Cinderella story that I was going to have a perfect ending, and it just didn't.
So he failed last year. This year, he's going to make it all the way to the end.
The Iditarod is race like husky dogs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got.
And then they're on like a sled, right? Mm-hmm. How does one gain an interest in, how would one even train for such a thing coming from here?
I have no idea.
I understand if you grew up in the north around snow and stuff.
Are you saying it's like the Jamaican bobsled team?
Totally.
Like, wait, what?
There's only 47 participants this year. So for one of them to be from Atlanta, who would have thought that?
Well, you know, just like everything else in this country, everyone from the north is moving to the south. You know?
Right. We don't know. This guy could have been born in Alaska, exactly. Moved down here for a time, then realized that he liked the bitter cold and moved back.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Morning, Heather and Winder.
Hey, how are you?
We are well. Will you please kick Kara out of the studio?
Kara, I need you to leave.
I'm gone, Heather. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let you know, we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Kara's going to stand outside the room while I ask you these 5 trivia questions. We're going to bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100 cash of her own money.
Okay. Great. I can't wait.
Let's get down to business. Question 1. Sarah Silverman has apologized to Paris Hilton for a rude joke she told back in 2007. The Hilton family is known for owning a large group of what?
Hotels.
Number 2, K-pop band BTS was named the best-selling group for 2020. What does the K in K-pop stand for?
Korea.
Number 3, the video of a woman singing poorly at a
quinceañera.
What?
Quinceañera.
At a quinceañera has gone viral. How old are you at your quinceañera?
Quinceañera. 15.
Number 4, a small town in Pennsylvania threw a surprise party for their UPS driver to thank him for his hard work over the past year. UPS's slogan is, what can what do for you?
What can Brown do for you?
Number five, the starfish from SpongeBob SquarePants is getting his own spinoff show on Nickelodeon. What's his name?
Oh, no. The starfish. Oh, Patrick.
Let's bring Kara back in.
Heather and Winder on a Friday got all five right.
No!
We're not going to tell Kara if she is right or wrong until the end.
Number one. Sarah Silverman has apologized to Paris Hilton for a rude joke she told back in 2007. The Hilton family is known for owning a large group of what?
Hotels.
Question two. K-pop band BTS was named the best-selling group for 2020. What does the K in K-pop stand for?
Korean.
Number three. The video of a woman singing poorly at a quinceañera?
Quinceañera.
Has gone viral. Are you at your
quinceañera?
You're 15.
Yeah, that's what Heather said. Oh, all right. Sorry, I'm not giving the score. All right, I'm not giving the score.
Number four, a small town in Pennsylvania threw a surprise party for their UPS driver to thank him for his hard work over the last year. UPS's slogan is, what can what do for you?
What can Brown do for you?
Final question, number five, Starfish from SpongeBob SquarePants getting his own spinoff show on Nickelodeon. What's his name?
His name's Patrick.
Heather and Winder got all five right.
Wow.
So did Kara.
Yeah.
And all ties do go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. Kara, 977 wins and 34 losses.
Incredible game, Heather.
Thank you.
We're going to play again Monday. You know, you could sign up at tadandrex.com if you want to play against Kara. We'll schedule the time for you. Have a great weekend, Heather.
Thank you, too.
Well, good morning. Thanks for listening. I'm Tad. Hey, Drex.
Hey, good morning.
Kara.
Good morning.
What happened?
Jerks have feelings too, you know. We're not all emotionless robots.
Yeah, right.
I got cornered by a guy at Lowe's yesterday, and he worked his way into booking an appointment at my house to give us a quote to paint the garage floor.
Okay.
So he comes over and starts laying it on real thick. Like, oh, we're going to put four coats on.
Where did you meet him? Inside the store or outside the store?
It was inside the store. So I think it's like one of those third-party vendors. You see it sometimes with like air conditioning machines. You'll walk in sometimes. They'll be like, hey, how's your air doing? I'm like, it's great. And you got to just keep on walking.
Right. They represent whatever company they're trying to sell the product for. Yeah.
So you said you wanted to hire this guy to paint your garage and he, quote, laid it on thick?
Literally, you know. One coat of waterproof primer, then two coats of the polyurethane, and then you got to have the sealer, and then three bags of flakes. Total cost. Are you ready?
Yes.
$7,700.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, for your garage?
What?
I look at the guy and I say, do I look like somebody who's going to pay you $7,000 to paint my garage floor.
Right.
Holy moly. So then he starts saying,
well, we can knock off this. We can knock off that. I'm like, well, hold on. Just a second ago, these were imperative to getting the job done.
Right. Now they mean nothing.
Right.
And I say, you know, we're good. I'm just going to start going another route. He's like, man, he gets that dejected look on his face. I'm like, man, this is my 10th appointment this week. I haven't booked anything. If I don't get one job this week, the company's going to fire me. I got a newborn. My wife doesn't.
Oh, my gosh. He really did lay it on
thick. No kidding.
And so, like I said, jerks have emotions, too. We have feelings, too.
So how does the garage look after he's done?
I told him I'm going to call him today. I'm going to do a little bit of research. I didn't just tell him, no. But the last thing I want to do, I'm not going to pay $7,000 to have my garage floor. But I don't want to pay $4,000 to have it.
What you need to do is you need to put his phone number in your phone and label it do not answer.
But the last thing I want to do is have something in my home that I look at on a daily basis and just think, why did I do that? What a huge mistake.
A lot of people will fall for the sob story and then they will end up a lifetime. I'm sure we could find somebody right now at 404-741-0985. Something in your house that you only bought out of like guilt.
Yeah, or the hard sell. Yeah.
Right.
I'd love to hear from somebody and make me feel a little bit better and make it easier to say no when I call this guy after the show.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. What do you have in your house right now because you couldn't say no?
I know I'm a jerk, but I have feelings too. This guy came over to quote painting our garage floor, and he starts laying it on thick. Like, I got to make a sale. I got to close a deal. I'll get fired if I don't. I got a newborn. Gosh. My wife doesn't work.
If you fell for it, you'd end up with a $7,000 paint job on your garage floor.
And every time I look at it, Tad, I would hate it and I would think of that guy. But hey, he would still have a job. So it's like,
So we asked a question. What do you have in your home? Because you couldn't say no. Tiffany says 2 dogs, 3 cats, a lizard, and a guinea pig.
Oh, no.
A lot of people on Facebook. Cat says an air fryer. I never used it, but my family has. And again, this is funny. Listen to the question again. What do you have in your house? Because you couldn't say no. Marissa says 2 kids. Wanda and Hiram, what do you have in your home because you couldn't say no?
I have this stupid heavy-duty Hoover vacuum that does everything, has all the attachments and everything. I paid like $1,200 for this stupid vacuum.
Oh, gosh.
Used it like twice, and it's so heavy that, you know, it's not even worth it.
Is it not something you can resell, Wanda?
I probably could. I could probably put it on Marketplace or something, you know, and get rid of it for like $25.
Oh, my, no.
You need to use the same tactics that were deployed on you. You need to go to around to people's homes and be like, it washes, it does.
Let me tell you what it does. I mean, this guy. Like, you can even blow your gutters out with it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, then flex a little for him and be like, you see these arms? This is from carrying this thing around.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Well, good morning. It's 826. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Today is the day of unplugging, which we are failing. Drex is on his phone right now. It's also Cheese Doodle Day, which I have every confidence Drex will be celebrating later.
I have cheese dust on my phone. Yeah.
Like one holiday at a time. Yeah. What's going on, Kara?
NBA All-Star Weekend is here. The game is on Sunday, but don't think you'll be able to get your hands on some last-minute tickets because there aren't any. This is a TV event only. Normally, State Farm Arena can hold around 21,000 people, but only about 1,200 are going to actually be in the stands this weekend. And they'll be made up of healthcare professionals and staff and students from local HBCUs. So no Hawks players are in the mix, and they're squishing what is normally a weekend of events into one night. So I think the slam dunk competition and some of the other cool things that they normally do are going to be at halftime during the game.
I have a friend that works for the Hawks. I guess there was a guy that traveled here. You know, they're bringing in crew and they're being very careful. They're doing a lot of COVID testing. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy here that came in from another NBA market to work do kind of like game operations or whatever. Tested positive, so now is stuck in a hotel for 14 days.
Oh, no.
Can't go to the game. Drex is like, how do I sign up for that? Is it all
go
inclusive?
To work, doesn't have to deal with his family.
Let's get a good feeling. Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. We've got a Rosmel mom that is trying to meet the needs of her community in the sweetest way. Maya Pounds is the chef and owner of Serenity Social, and she's seen the need for food in her own neighborhood during the pandemic. So she and her husband created the Little Free Pantry 2 weeks ago. It's a couple of small cabinets that her husband crafted for her that's filled with canned goods and bags of pasta and toiletries and other items. And it's just set up at the end of her driveway. She tells people to take what they need and leave what they can. Maya was really afraid that her neighbors were feeling ashamed to ask for help because they've never been in this position before or didn't know where to go to ask for help. So she wanted to do something that would be easy for everybody to participate in.
You've seen that they have like these little libraries, too. They're like these little huts. They look like mailboxes, basically. And now you're doing the food and there's the tiny home movement. Like everything is sort of shrinking in the world, isn't it?
And, you know, you hear like this is going on in Roswell. And I saw that story, Karen. I saw that like she said they're having to replenish it quite often.
Every day.
You think, well, wait, this is Roswell. It's a nice part of Atlanta. They don't need food up there. I mean, you never know.
Well, they were in the same position as everybody else. Some people losing jobs, some people, you know, not being able to go into work, having to shift gears to take care of kids at home, doing virtual learning.
Yeah, and I love the recognition that people are afraid to ask, so let's make it available. You know, Atlanta Community Food Bank operates that. They do like the backpack programs and stuff like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. If you'd like to help out Maya, you can check her out on Facebook, Maya Pounds, or her Serenity Social. They've got an Amazon wish list that they're just asking for any kind of donations for. So that would be really helpful.
We got our celebrity insider, A-Wood, on the phone right now. She sneaks off set to tell you about some of the movies and TV shows they're filming around town.
Those of you with kids, do you guys have Legos everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. We even have the giant Legos.
Did you guys watch the first season of Lego Masters?
No.
What? Oh my gosh. They make things with Legos that, I mean, it looks like real functional buildings and things. But anyway, season two is going to be filmed, guess where?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes! Oh my gosh. I'm not necessarily into Legos, but Will Arnett is the host of this show.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking for contestants. And if you didn't see the show, so it's teams of two. They build what they call builds. The things that they make with Legos are called builds. These things are incredible. I didn't even know you could do all this with Legos. Let's make a team, and we could win $100,000.
No offense, Whoa. But I'm not making a team with anybody, okay? I'm finding a kid that went to Georgia Tech on, like, a full-ride scholarship with an engineering background, A-Wood.
You can tell that an adult that wins a Lego building competition only needs $100,000 because they're living in their mom's basement. They don't have to pay rent.
That is not true. A very sweet couple won season one, so there are some non-nerdy people competing as well. So if you, your kids, somebody you know is a Lego master and you guys want to compete, follow me on all social. I will tell you how you can apply and you could win $100,000. Follow me on all social at A-Wood Radio and I'll tell you how to submit.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.